This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Roy Vasquez. Episode number 1227 is here. We're talking today about name. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. If you need help choosing a baby name, or if you just want to look at the most popular baby names by year, the Social Security Administration website is a great baby name source. There are a number of websites dedicated to tracking the popularity of American baby names over time. This list contains birth certificate data to determine the number and type of birth certificates for each name in the United States. As you approach, these records will help you to consider your options, enjoy the experience and reduce the list to your preferred choice. Identifying the name for your business can be a real art, and finding a name that works for you and your brand is one of the most important aspects of choosing a name. Consider which domains and trademarks are available and perform a Google search to see if other companies in your industry have the same or similar names. Company name creators provide you with a host of potential brand names and domains, but you also need to do calculations about the names in the SSA database, which you can also do yourself using Google search and other search engines. This means that a company is usually allowed to advertise under an accepted name and use it on business cards and letterhead. If your company is called ABC, Inc., you can apply for an accepted name certificate at ABC, Inc., provided that certificates of name do not contain additional information about the company, such as the name, address or company name. In addition to legal risk-taking, a brand name or something similar can be confusing for customers and damage your online reputation. Catchy branding is what sets you apart from the competition, and it starts with a cool, unique brand name. This is the identity on which you build relationships with your customers, and their reactions better reflect how your chosen name is perceived in the real world. The ability of your customers to remember your company name has a significant impact on their perception of you and your brand. If you learn your name from future customers, they will probably remember it better than if you didn't, which is an important part of building a relationship with them. If your colleagues pronounce their name differently from the version you have heard before, respect what they want to be called, even if they pronounce it differently. In certain African cultures, such as Cameroon, the oldest son is given the first name, and in some traditions it is common to give a middle name. A less common practice in these countries is the use of matronyms, which means a component of a personal name based on the first name of the mother. Means are chosen for personal reasons, including the name of a relationship, the maintenance of a premarital maiden name, and the continuation of a family name. Many people also use middle names as a third identifier. The development of a name for a brand or product is strongly influenced by what is attractive and marketable. You can change your logo, slogan, and value proposition, but it is extremely difficult to change a name without losing the strength of your online brand. Alternatively, you can choose a name that represents the values your company believes in, or an idea that appeals to your audience. If you think about your company name without a clear vision of what it should represent, you are not getting anything. Put all the names on an Excel sheet and add your team as soon as you come up with new naming ideas. Once you agree that there is a sufficient number of names proposed, let the team rank them so that you can further narrow down the list of names that will receive the highest approval. When you go through this exercise, you will be inundated with ideas that will help you find the name of your company. Once you have a list of finalists, you need to check whether the domain name is available, whether it is already trademarked or whether someone in your industry is already using it. If there is an accepted name certificate, then you can also refuse it, but only if you want to. When you meet someone again after a while, it is good to remember me again, or remember how to pronounce your name again, as you would if you had forgotten someone else's name. When introducing someone to a new public environment, ask them how their name is pronounced correctly, or ask someone who works with them to work with it. Taking the time to go through these questions and consider your options will help you find the perfect name for your little one. If you need to restrict the options, limit yourself to names that are value-aligned, such as a surname, middle name, or first name. While middle names and names are important, consider how to combine two or three or more of these names.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot.ai